Hi everyone, it's time for Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Are you ready to review with us on this fine Saturday?
Hi everyone, my name is Marie, and yes, I'm ready to review. On Saturdays, we take a look back at the lesson and features from this week.
Yeah, it's a good way to practice. Then Marie and I will ask you some questions, so be sure to answer them at home.
We learned some very useful English about the bathroom, and we learned about saving water too.
Ooh, and Ben is going to France. This is going to be very exciting. I am so happy for him.
I'm so happy for him too. I really want to go to France. One day it will happen. All right. Well, we have to get started, so let's review our lessons one more time.
Who cleans the bathrooms here?
The janitor cleans them. Why?
The bathroom is dirty, and there aren't any paper towels.
I can leave a note for the janitor.
Please do. I don't like a dirty bathroom.
I can get some paper towels.
And please, find some toilet paper. The bathroom also needs that.
Ben, are you okay?
I'm not happy. I always take a shower in the morning, but today I couldn't.
Why not? Did you get up late?
No, I didn't have any hot water. And I don't like cold showers.
So your water heater isn't working?
No, it's not. I need a new one.
Here's your cell phone, Linda.
Oh, thank you. Where did you find it?
In the bathroom. It was by the sink.
That's right. I washed my hands. I put my phone next to the sink. I didn't pick it up.
Well, be careful. You don't want to lose it.
Right. I can't lose my cell phone.
Hi, Susie. Sorry I'm late.
That's okay. Did something happen?
Yes. I took a shower this morning, but I wasn't careful with the shower curtain.
And you got water all over the floor?
Yes. What a mess. I spent an hour cleaning it up.
I'm sorry. But look at the bright side.
What's that?
Now you have a nice, clean floor.
Did you get a new hot water heater, Ben?
Yes, I did. I feel much better this morning. I enjoyed a nice, hot shower.
I don't take showers in the morning. I enjoy a nice, hot shower at night.
Why? A shower wakes me up in the morning.
A shower relaxes me, so I can go to sleep.
Maybe I'll try that sometime.
Look at this bathroom, Linda. It's really big and fancy.
Wow, it is. It has carpet on the floor. And it has a nice shower.
It has a big bathtub, too. I don't have a bathtub in my bathroom.
I like taking a bath. I like to lie in the hot water and relax.
That sounds wonderful. You can't do that in a shower.
Hello everyone, welcome to LTE TV News Report. I'm Rob. Water is important. We all need water. Most people drink about 2 liters every day. Water helps us stay clean, cook, and grow food. In some countries, there is a lot of clean water. In other places, clean water is hard to find. This is a big problem. Today, 2.7 billion people don't always have enough water. By 2025, two-thirds of the world's people might not have enough water. Some places are always very dry. There is not a lot of rain. Sometimes people make cities in dry places. That is not a good idea. Other places do have enough water, but these places are not always wise about using water. People waste water. They water yards and golf courses too much. They water at the wrong time in hot weather. We can help save water too. We can save water at home. We can take shorter showers. We can turn off the water when we clean the dishes or brush our teeth. We can clean our cars less often. Can you think of other ways we can save water? Let's be wise. Then we can always have enough water. This is Rob for Let's Talk in English News Report. I'll see you next time.
Wow! I can't believe it!
What can't you believe?
My sister is getting married!
Why is that hard to believe?
Oh, that isn't hard to believe. But she's getting married in Paris!
In Paris? Wow! That's great!
Yes, and she's getting married next month!
Are you going to Paris?
Of course! I'll talk to Carol about taking time off. Hi, Alex. Do you know anything about Paris?
Well, it's in France. The Eiffel Tower is there. And French food is delicious.
I'm taking a trip to Paris next month. My sister is getting married there.
Wow, that's great.
I know. I'm very excited. There is so much to see and do in Paris.
And lots of great food to eat too.
So Ben is going to Paris.
Yes, he's very excited. He's reading all about Paris.
I visited Paris about 10 years ago. It is a neat city.
There are many famous places to visit.
And so many outstanding art museums to see too.
How long will Ben stay in Paris?
As long as he can, I'm sure.
Rob, have you been to Paris?
Yes, I have. But it was many years ago.
The French people have some interesting customs, don't they?
Yes, they do. Such as when they greet each other.
Wait, don't people shake hands?
They do when they first meet.
What's interesting about that?
Nothing. But friends greet with a kiss on each cheek.
Do you like French food, Alex?
Yes, I do. French soups and sauces are really good.
I think I'm going to like French food. They eat a lot of bread. I love bread.
French people like croissants too.
So do I! I hear chocolate croissants are delicious.
And French people love cheese!
Yes, I read that there are more than 400 kinds of cheese in France.
So what are you going to do first in Paris, Ben?
I'm going to my sister's wedding.
I mean, after that?
Well, I want to see the sights. I'll climb the Eiffel Tower, and I'll visit all the famous art museums.
That sounds wonderful. And you'll go shopping?
Of course. Well, I'll go window shopping. I can't afford to buy too much in Paris.
Well, okay, friends, I hope you are ready. I hope you have your notes with you. Let's begin those questions.
Okay, I'm so excited, Peter. Can we start now?
Sure. Okay, who is the person that cleans the bathroom?
Well, when I am at home, I clean the bathroom by myself.
Okay, that's an answer, but I mean, who cleans the bathroom at the office?
Oh, well, a janitor helps clean everything in the office. The answer is the janitor.
Yes, you are right. Very good. So, why is Ben going to France?
Oh, I know the answer. His brother is getting married. I wish I was going to France.
Close. It's not his brother. Can you try again?
Okay, he wants to see the Eiffel Tower.
That's not a person. I'm asking for who.
Oh, I remember. It was his sister. His sister is getting married.
That's right. Now, if you could go anywhere in France, what would you see?
Let's see. I really want to go to a cafe.
Oh, that will be fun. I'd go see the Eiffel Tower. Well, friends, we need to take a break. Talk about France during this break. Welcome back to the show, friends. What was your favorite show this week?
Oh, Peter, my favorite show was about France. Ben's going to France. I'm really excited for him, but I want to go there too.
I was so excited about the bathroom.
The bathroom? Peter, I thought you'd be excited about France. All right, friends. Well, let's continue by looking at all our features right now.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jack, and this is Jack's File. I'm ready to do my least favorite chore. Can you guess what it is? Cleaning the bathroom. See? I have a bucket and some gloves. I have cleaner and a toilet brush. Okay, let's do this.
Few people really enjoy cleaning. And cleaning a bathroom can be a lot of work. But it is important to keep it clean so no germs can grow there. There are many things to clean in a bathroom. Some people start by cleaning the sink. They scrub the sink and the faucet. Then they wipe the water off them. If there is a mirror above the sink, they clean that next. No one likes to look in a dirty mirror. Then they may clean the bathtub or the shower area. The tub needs to be scrubbed, and so does the tile by the shower. Finally, the toilet needs to be cleaned. First, people put cleaner in a toilet bowl and scrub it with the brush. Then they wipe the seat and other parts of the toilet with a wet sponge. And last, they clean the bathroom floor so it looks nice and fresh. There is nothing nicer than a clean bathroom.
Whew!
Okay, I finished cleaning the bathroom. It was a big job. But now everything is clean and nice. The sink is clean, the mirror is clean, the shower is clean, the toilet is clean, and the floor is clean. Now everyone can enjoy the clean bathroom for a few days. Then it will be dirty again, and I'll have to clean again. Cleaning never ends, does it? I'm going to go and relax now. See you next time, everyone.
Say yes to the good things. Say no to the bad things. Say yes to the right things. And no to the wrong things.
Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today we're talking about travel, and here to answer our question is Ms. Mona Lisa.
Thanks for inviting me, Rob.
Well, welcome to the show, Mona. Now, Mona, you are a travel agent.
That's right. I help people plan trips.
Wonderful. Then you're the perfect person to answer today's question. Today's question comes from Brandon Wine of Buffalo, New York. Brandon writes, "My wife and I are traveling to Paris in a few months. What are some sights that we must see?"
Paris is a beautiful city. Many people call it the City of Love.
That's right. So, what are some places visitors must see in Paris?
Well, the most famous landmark in Paris is the Eiffel Tower.
Yes, many people like to visit the Eiffel Tower and go up to the top for a view of the city.
That's right. Another important place to visit is the Louvre.
Oh, the Louvre. The Louvre is one of the most famous art museums in the world.
Yes, you can see the most famous Mona Lisa painting in the Louvre.
I would love to see that painting.
When you are in Paris, you should also visit the Notre Dame Cathedral.
Oh, that's one of the most famous churches in the world.
Yeah, the church is over 800 years old.
That's amazing.
And of course, when you are in Paris, you must visit some of the many cafes. No trip to Paris would be complete without doing that.
Very true. Well, thanks for helping us today, Mona. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Hello.
Oh, hello, officer.
You look
familiar.
I do?
Have I seen you somewhere before?
I don't think so.
Did you see today's newspaper?
No. Is there anything interesting in the newspaper?
I read that someone stole money from the bank.
Oh, that's bad.
It's terrible.
It's super!
Huh?
You just said today's super sentence. I read that something. I read that someone stole money from the bank.
I did say that, didn't I?
Yes, you did, dear policeman. Now, just for fun, can you give me the super sentence in another way?
Sure. I read that there is a new restaurant coming to town.
I read that there is a new restaurant coming to town. Excellent. What about you? Do you have one for me?
Sure. I read that there are more chickens than people in the world.
Interesting. I read that there are more chickens than people in the world. Sounds delicious.
Super sentence man, I read that there is someone who stole money from the bank.
Oh.
Take a look at this picture.
Oh, that looks like her.
That's what I think too. I read that the person is tall and has black hair.
You know what I think? That's a super sentence. Remember, friends, say it with me. A super sentence every day will make your English great.
So, I read that someone stole money from the bank. She was someone tall.
Oh?
And she looks like you.
Officer, don't be silly. That's not me. She's not wearing glasses. I am.
Huh. You're right.
Well, I have to go. Have a good day, officer. Bye.
Goodbye. Wait a minute.
Friends, isn't it helpful to watch those features and conversations one more time? We know that listening and seeing them again is very important.
Yes, it is. And you can come back every Saturday to review with us. It's a lot of fun. Make sure to join us on Monday for a new lesson.
There's always more fun things to learn. We'll see you then right here on...
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.